El Shaddai, Almighty God, keep us aware of the need to always come together to fellowship, even though the coronavirus pandemic is raging. Help us, Lord, to keep social distancing and to keep wearing our masks, that we might see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly, in Jesus' name. The theme of my message today is titled, The Importance of Coming Together. Reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. More and more, as time goes by, there is a tendency for believers not to come together, like before, on a regular basis to fellowship in the Lord. Verse 25 says, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. And verse 24 says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. In other words, when we come together, we should take care of each other, to love and to do good works. Here, the word provoke is used in a somewhat different sense than meaning to offend or irritate. It is used here meaning to arouse, to excite, or to call into action. The Greek word for provoke is paroxysm, meaning excitement or impulse. And the idea is that we are to strive to arouse or excite each other to the manifestation of God's love and to do good works. Fellowship is very important in the body of Christ and for the growth of the individual. There is a dynamism and a vitality that enables us to experience the manifestation of God's love in our midst. This is why Scripture encourages us not to neglect meeting together to worship, to sing praises, to read the Bible, and to hear and share God's word. 1 John 1, verse 7 says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So you can see another benefit of coming together is that the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Just as in your body, your blood circulates. When believers come together, the blood of Jesus circulates in and through us, cleansing us of our sins. There is a spiritual advantage when we come together in the Lord. Of course, with so many forms of media options, there's a tendency to fellowship primarily through Facebook or through the internet or Messenger, etc., rather than face to face. Proverbs 27, verse 17 shows us the benefit of communicating face to face in the Lord. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Each one of us has an anointing, and as we fellowship with one another, face to face, we sharpen and strengthen each other's character in the Lord. Now, Psalm 133, verse 1 and 2 reads, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. You know, it says that we live together. Now, I might be preaching this word from Germany, and you are in America. Or maybe you're listening to this word in Timbuktu. But because we're all believers, we're in the body of Christ. And so wherever you and me are, we are in the body of Christ, and we are living together in harmony, in peace. And the Bible says, it is good, it is pleasant when God's people live together in unity. And verse 2 says, it is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. Now, the example of Aaron here is used because when we're in the body of Christ, we are like a royal priesthood. We are a priesthood. A good example of fellowship has always been the aspect of the glowing coal fire. It is hot and warms people. But the coal fire is caused by the glowing coals. As soon as you take a pair of tongs and pull out a piece of red hot coal, this piece of coal cools down and loses its glowing warmth. This is exactly how the Christian loses his warmth and awareness in the Lord if he does not often seek the fellowship of brothers and sisters in the Lord. We have been created to come together. We have the anointing when we come together. Romans 1, verse 11 and 12 says, I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Now, Paul is writing to the Romans from the Greek city of Corinth. And he says, I long to see you, brothers and sisters. You know, it's okay to have Bible study on Facebook or streaming services through the internet, but it lacks the power of God. It lacks the manifestation of God in our midst, like when we come together face to face. As I said, Paul is writing to the Romans from the Greek city of Corinth. And he says, brothers and sisters, I long to see you. Because he knows if he could be with them face to face, he would be able to impart some spiritual gift. You see, when you come together in fellowship, something supernaturally happens. God uses each of our gifts, by imparting one to another and helping us to build one another up in our faith. We are an encouragement to one another. May God bless you and keep you aware of the need to keep on coming together. Even though the coronavirus pandemic is raging, wear your mask. Keep social distancing, but come together. God bless you. Pastor Philip.
It's a gift from paradise.